Continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Gimel. V'ze nase b'Rosh Hashanah, she'oz chot Adam HaRishon u'pogam be'bechinas Adam. That's the day when Adam HaRishon committed the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and he was poigem in Adam. Adam meaning his name Adam, and Adam the title Adam. And that's why we are involved in the tshuva process, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, in being mesakein, this holy, holy term called Adam, to be seated on the throne, on the kisei. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we know that the moon is hidden. Rosh Hashanah is one of the only holidays that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, because the main tshuva is to be mesakein the concept of Adam, which is a combination of the letter Aleph, number one, the upper nekuda, the lower nekuda, and the diagonal Vav in between them that unites them. The upper nekuda is the sun, the lower nekuda is the moon, and that diagonal Vav in the middle is the Rokia, which unites them both, in which they're both found, as is all very well explained in Torah Vav, in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, look over there. Ki ikar hatshuva sheyenase yichud bein cham ulevana. Because the main goal of our tshuva is to bring about a unity between the sun and the moon. Because we know that the Gemara tells us, and the Sifrei Kabbalah write a lot about this, the fact that all the negativity, all the problems in this world originate from when Hashem made the light of the moon smaller. So when Hashem originally created the world, they were Shnei Ma'orois Hagdoilim. There were two large lanterns, the sun and the moon, who were equal in stature. And at one point in time, the Gemara in Chulin says that the moon came before Hashem complaining, can't have two kings sharing one crown, can't have both of us equal. Hashem said, really? Then you become smaller, you shrink. Thousands of pages written in Sfarim about it. Rav Nosson Zal is pointing out here that all sins come from that event where the moon was made smaller because of the fact that it complained that you can't have two kings using one crown. Each and every one of us, when we commit a sin or sins, we cause the light of the moon to be lessened. The moon represents Klal Yisrael. When we speak about the Jewish people versus the other nations are symbolized by the sun, the light of the sun. Klal Yisrael are represented by the moon. And so too, the opposite is true, that every good deed that we do and every act of tshuva fills in that which is missing in the light of the moon. Ki oisin yichud bein cham ulevana, because our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim bring about a unity between the sun and the moon. So our main tshuva is to perfect and to unify the lower nekuda of the Aleph with the upper nekuda in order to unite the sun and the moon. That's the main tikkun of all sins. V'ze b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Because on Rosh Hashanah, these two heads come together. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, and it's also the beginning of the lunar month, the month of Tishrei. Because the years are measured by the sun, months are measured by the moon. Because the truth is, there are people who are very, very far from Hashem. And when these people wake up and they decide they want to do tshuva, they have no idea what to do. No, utzrichim rak lekayim b'chinas doim l'Hashem. What they need to do at that point is to be silent for Hashem. Utzrichim litzoik me'oimek halev l'Hashem isborach. They have to cry out from the depths of their heart to Hashem, bebchinas koil shofar, now to emulate the sound of the shofar. And through this doim l'Hashem, through this shofar, where the person doesn't even have what to say, if I bumped into Hashem, I wouldn't know what to say to him. I have no idea. When a person's on that level, he has to cry out without words. And that's how he can return to Hashem, even the person who's furthest away, because Hashem is full of kindness. And even though these people are so far, still, they are required not to give up on themselves whatsoever, but rather to hope and yearn and believe in the salvation of Hashem. It's good to yearn and be silent, you know, waiting, yearning for the Yeshua of Hashem. Bebchinas yeshev bodod ve'yidoim, because through that silence, a person is zoicha to receive from that upper nekuda, the upper part of the Aleph, from the keser, which is shining into the lower Nakuda, into the Malchus, because he has taken from above him. He has received something from above him. He's receiving this light from this highest place. And therefore, through the shofar, which symbolizes the fact that we're acknowledging that we can't speak, we don't have what to say, we can't speak at all. Rak shetzoyakim me'oimek halev, but still we're crying out from the bottom of our heart. That's how the person fulfills this pasuk, that even if I find myself mamish in sho'el, sho'el is the seventh level down of Gehenna, the lowest place, hineko, you're right there, Hashem. A person can find and connect to Hashem even from Sho'el Tachtis. And from that place, all those people who are far away and lost and scattered can all come close to Hashem.